Thank you for joining us today for another study from the Song of Solomon or the Song of Songs. And we are going to be talking about the call of love or the search of love. And the scriptures we're going to be looking at are in chapter 2 of the Song of Solomon, verses 8 through 15 or otherwise. And this is our third lesson in this series. And once again, we're going to look at it from three different perspectives. One, our relationship to those we love and have intimate relationship with. Two, the body of Christ or the bride to God, our Lord Jesus Christ. And or third, our very own personal relationship with the Lord. Okay? So look with me, if you will, to verse 8 of chapter 2. Listen, it's my lover. Here he comes now, leaping upon the mountains, bounding over the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Here he stands now, outside our wall, peering through the windows, peeking through the lattices. Now, in the first portion of these scriptures, what it is talking about is first an understanding of that lover, but second of all, the beauty of that lover and the way they are going about in a fashion that is like bounding or looking upon things in a very extraordinary fashion, peering through the windows or the lattices. There is something about our relationship with God that is so beautiful. And whether it is God or whether it is us, looking upon one another, considering one another, us trying to understand what God is trying to do and Him trying to understand us and getting to know one another, has an extremely beautiful portrait to paint considering our lives and how we relate to Him and find ourselves captured by His glory, captured by His presence, captured by His favor. And how we relate to that and how we respond has so much to do with our personal lives and how successful we will be in our Christian character, in our lifestyle, and in everything we do. But sometimes we do not listen and understand and are not even aware of God's presence. We don't see Him peering in upon us. We don't see Him looking towards us. And so we miss out on that time with God that we so much so need. We can also state the same considering that one we love and the intimate time we should share with them. And we don't take that time one for another, looking upon one another and considering the appeal one towards another. We miss out too often on opportunities to know God and to see that relationship blossom with Him and with the one we love. I can't tell you how many times I have looked upon the Lord and wanted to be in His presence and yet didn't recognize Him. And I got so caught up with the different things in my own life that when I looked for Him, I couldn't find Him. But I promise you, His eyes were upon me, because the scripture says His eyes are upon the beloved. He's looking upon us. He cares for us. And He's looking for the opportunity for us to have a relationship. As we look further on in the scripture, it says this: my lover spoke and said to me, rise up, my dearest, my fairest, and go. He's calling. Here in the scripture, this lover, this man, this king who would be betrothed to this woman, is calling for her to come out. Let's go out into the forest. Let's enjoy ourselves. Look at the beauty of nature. Let's have time to share with one another. Come out from your setting. Come out from where you are. And let's share this together. Too often we find ourselves not taking those opportunities, not having that time with God. And so we find ourselves in a place where we do not smell the roses. We do not sense the beauty of it all. And when it comes with the Lord especially, it is so important. that we find ourselves listening to his call and coming out to be with the Lord, coming out to be with the King, coming out to be with our beloved and sharing time together. Because we'll get to know more about him. We'll get a better understanding of his word. We'll understand what we're doing in our life. We'll see the direction he has for us. We'll understand the plans he has. And if nothing else, we'll enjoy the company. We'll enjoy. I can't tell you how many times in the presence of God, I have just enjoyed his company. As we worship, as we praise God, as we sing, as we just get lost together, as his presence touches and the grace of God just fills the place where we are. I'm so thankful for that. Sometimes time just seems lost in the midst of that time in his presence, because time has no relation to the sense, the feeling, the camaraderie that is going on. Amen. But we need to take time out to enjoy the presence of God and one another. You know, hearing the voice of God is such an important thing. We can sometimes catch it from his word. We can sometimes catch it from the preached word. We can get it from a friend of ours, led of the Spirit of God to speak to us. But there's nothing like intimate prayer. As you consider his word and covenant, as you begin to just speak your petitions before God, and he begins to minister and address to you, and you just know that you are in the presence of his Shekinah. It is in that place where you make decisions, where you consider your cause, where you consider what God has for you, and you begin to lay claim to the promises of God and to see the work of the Lord and to go into the things that God has called you to do. You know, when I know he is behind what I'm doing, when I know he really wants me to accomplish something, I am so confident in it. But when I have not had that sense of that understanding that says, hey, this is the way, walk ye in it, I hesitate until I know that's my lover's desire. That's the Lord's desire for my life. You do not want to try to go into the promised land or the promises of God without being in the place where God has said, it's time. If he says to wander in the wilderness for a while, and so you can get there, you need to wander in the wilderness for a while. There's a place of preparation in the wilderness. We've been studying that in some studies that we have had at Focus Bible College about Moses and the walk in the wilderness and what they went through in preparation to go into the Canaan's land. And in relationship and whatever we do with God, there's sometimes that place of a wilderness experience where things, quote, aren't the way they should be, that we find ourselves not taking advantage of. We just want the promises. We just want all the blessings. But God's preparing a place for us in the presence of our enemies so that we can have victory, so we can have joy, so we can take up the land. But we don't like the preparation stages. We can still have enemies intimacy with God in the wilderness experiences. We still can. But so many times we chagrin those things and we don't want to have any part of it. But that will build our character for what God wants for us. Amen. So when we stake our claim in the promises of God, we'll see the victory of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to the call of God. Stay under the cloud when you're walking in the presence of God, whether it's by the pillar of fire by night or the cloud during the day, the people of God in the wilderness, they moved only when God moved. And in our lives, we need to learn to only move when God moves. You know, sometimes they only moved a couple feet. A lot of people think they moved miles. No, sometimes God just moved the cloud just enough for them to move the tent, maybe 200 feet. You might think, what a waste of time. God says, no, there's no wasting of time. Why? Because too often, if you get too sedentary, you don't evolve, you don't grow, you don't take hold of things God's trying to do in your life. We're not called to be hermits. Amen. We're not called to be Bedouins that just circle around in the perimeter of certain areas in the wilderness. We're called to move forward. We're pilgrims. We're to be servants of God. We're supposed to continue to move. That's what God's called us to. Amen. Look at verse 12. Blossoms have appeared in the land. The season of singing has arrived, and the sound of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The green fruit is on the fig tree, and the grapevines in bloom are fragrant. Rise up, my dearest, my fairest, and go. You know, he's trying to say, hey, look at all this. You know, I'm trying to show you all this. You know, take advantage of all this. Take it all in. Look what you're going to miss out on if you don't get out. If you don't get where I want you to be. If you don't share this with me. There's a meeting you need to go to. There's a place of prayer you need to be at. There is a place of hiding under the cleft of the rock you need to be at, where God can minister to you. But are you available? Are you willing to leave your comfort zones to be able to go where God can minister to you? Well, you know, God, you can just deal with me right here. I'm fine right here. No, God don't want you there. He wants you, hey, come out. Here, the singing, the turtle doves, the fig trees. He wants you to come out, experience something. Experience something beautiful. Oh, God, I'm just happy right over here. Yeah, everything's fine. It's just me and myself and I, and God, you can come and be a part. No, let's move. Come on out. Enjoy. Let's take it in. I want to show you something. Too many times the people of God don't get in that place where God can speak to them. I once was counseling somebody and they were telling me, well, I just haven't heard anything from God for I don't know how long. And I started to challenge them and tried to say, hey, okay, what have you been up to? And what they've been up to was nothing. They were not taking time to get in a place where God can minister to them. Be in a place where the Lord could speak to them. Be in a place where they could be challenged by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They needed to be challenged. They needed to be aware of the presence of God. They need to take in something. They needed to take something new in. But they weren't having any of it. They weren't putting themselves in a place where God could minister to them. You know, God wants to bless some of you today in such a tremendous way. And for you to know Him intimately and to care for one another and to see God's blessings in your life. But you just won't get out of your comfort zones. You like it a certain way. You like to do things a certain way. You like to just go about business the way it is, and your sort of Christianity is just nothing but religiosity. But religion won't save you. Religion won't bless you. But relationship with Christ will. Look at verse 15. Catch foxes for us. Those little foxes that spoil vineyards. Now that our vineyards are in bloom. I belong to my lover and he belongs to me. The one grazing among the lilies. Before the day breeze blows and the shadows flee. Turn about, my love. Be like a gazelle or a young stag upon the jagged mountains. The foxes, the scripture says in some commentaries, denote that which spoils things, inhibits. Need to catch them. Need not allow them to be just running about, causing trouble. And too many times in our relationships or with God, we have little foxes going around causing trouble, hindering our relationship with God, cutting out intimacy with God. And we need to get rid of them. We need to catch them. We need to put them under the blood. We need to consider the grace of God. We need to allow the Lord to help us to remove these from our lives. But these little foxes get into our spiritual lives and in our home lives and in our personal lives and disrupt the very nature of God within us and the relationship we have with God and us or those we love. Bitterness, hatred, etc. A lack of appreciation. Doesn't matter what it is. Becomes a part. Corrupted thought. things that shouldn't be, attitudes that shouldn't be expressed, words that shouldn't be spoken. And we get ourselves in trouble. And we catch a spirit that's not of the Lord. And so that intimacy is spoiled. Our relationship is hurt. Our character is compromised. We need to beware of the little foxes in life that disrupt and spoil the nature of God in us. And we need to be cautious about that in everything we undertake and do to fulfill the call of God. And as we go forth in this search of love and to walk in the power and the intimacy with God and man, to see the work of the Lord be done in us, love conquers all. And above all, we need love to be a resounding sound within our lives. It conquers so many battles. It overcomes so much in our lives. But too many times we don't let love, and agape love especially, make the difference in our lives. We fall short. And we do not see what love can do for us. One day there was a prodigal son, and you know the story. Went away from his papa's home and wasted everything he had in a foreign land. Said one time, sitting in a pig's trough, hey, I can do better going back to papa. And that's what he did, even if he was a servant in dad's home. And he ventured back. And before he could even get there, papa grabbed him. He made preparation for him. They had a big meal. He gave them the royal robe, the family garb, the family garments, and everything. And put a ring upon his finger. Your family. You're my son. He didn't care what had happened in the past. He brought him in. Agape love drew him in. And his brother was jealous. A little fox was there, kind of spoiling the moment for his brother. But it did spoil his papa's moment, because he was rejoicing that his son was home and that there was restoration that was going to take place. He saw the bigger picture. He understood what love could do. And love made a way for that prodigal son. And that love of God will make a way in your and my life today. We can't be like that eldest son who let bitterness or frustration of the moment spoil what love wanted to do. He didn't get it. But Daddy knew. But Papa knew. Amen. We need to allow God in our lives to really show us the way to love and to be loved. And we need to open up ourselves to be vulnerable. But too many times we do not open up ourselves to be vulnerable to God's love and to the love of others. Maybe you've been hurt by someone. Maybe you've been hurt by other churches. Maybe you've been hurt in situations and have not been able to reclaim love as it should be. Don't give up. Let God arise. Let the Lord show you what he can do. And begin to avail yourself to the presence of God. Hear his call. Take time to enjoy the presence of God. Take time to be with the people of God. Take time to be with genuine folks who love God. And you'll see something beautiful happen in your life. Amen. Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 2. Reading from a different translation here. I will get up now and go about the city, through its streets and squares. I will search for the one my heart loves. So I looked for him, but did not find him. Have you ever had that kind of thing happen to you? Where you search for something and couldn't find it? I have. I remember how many times my parents would play that game, hide and seek on me, or they would sit there and put something in the house and have me look for it, you know. And sometimes, you know, I just couldn't find the person or I couldn't find the thing. It didn't matter what it was. And then when I played hide and seek, whatnot, trying to chase and find that person wherever they were hidden, it just eluded me where they were at. You know, God wants you to know him. And if you'll seek him, you will find him. If you seek him, you will find him. But you've got to seek. You've got to take a step. You've got to search. Sometimes we don't take the effort to do so. Or our effort is very abysmal. Beginning with verse 1 here, I'm going to go back here for a moment. Upon my bed, night after night, I looked for the one whom I loved with all my heart. I looked for him, but couldn't find him. I will arise now and go all around the city, through the streets and the squares. I will look for the one whom I love with all my heart. I looked for him, but couldn't find him. The guards found me, those who make their rounds in the city, the one whom I love with all my heart. Have you seen him? No sooner did I depart from them than I found the one whom I love with all my heart. Verse 4. She didn't give up. Even the guards came around about and she asked them, hey, you know, where is he? Where's the king? Where is he? Where's the one I'm betrothed to? I want to be with him. You know, the other day was so blessed and so wonderful. We'd sat there amongst the turtle doves. We'd sat there in the fig trees. We'd enjoyed ourselves in the beautiful fragrance and just took it in. He called me out. It was lovely. I just experienced love like I hadn't loved in a long time. Now here she was, wanting it again. I want you to know in our hearts and lives that it is so important that we take time to search for God, to look for him, to let him minister to us in a very special way. And we have to make the effort. But if we will make the effort, we can find him. We can see God touch our lives. We can experience the warmth of his love. I hope that you have that kind of desire for God, that you recognize that, hey, you know, it's precious, that relationship, and getting to the house of God and or putting yourself in that place where you can experience his love is just phenomenal. It's a place God wants you to be. No sooner did I depart from them than I found the one whom I love with all my heart. I held on to him, and now I won't let him go. You know, that should be how it is sometimes when we're in the presence of God. That we get with him and we don't want to let go. We just stay there in the presence of God and let him minister, because those times are precious, especially those times when we have searched for him. There's something with our heart that beats and we have to be with him. Whether it's in your relationships with people you love or whether it's with God, that searching and that wanting to be in that place is important. And it helps develop relationship. It helps to see God's work be done in your life. I held on to him and now I won't let him go until I brought him to my mother's house, to the chamber of the one who conceived me. I place you under oath, daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or the wild deer. Don't arouse love until it desires. I want you to know that when you find yourself in God's presence, there should be that kind of tenacity in your relationship with him, that embrace in your heart with him. And if you love God with all your heart and all your soul, and all your might, you will experience the Lord's revelation in so many ways in your heart and life. There will be nothing hard for you to grasp, nothing hard for you to see. God will unveil it to you. He wants to take you on this magic carpet ride of faith. But so many people don't want to take the step, don't want to give due diligence to receive and to be in that position. But God wants you to be. God wants you to enjoy. God wants you to spend time with him. Amen. His love is reaffirming. And there's a mutuality between you and God when it comes to your sharing one with another. And you need to recognize that you belong to him. And that belonging is something that is cherished by God and should be cherished by you. The Lord wants to break through today in your life. in your busy life and call you out today. He wants to call you out to come into the field, come into that place where I want to abode with you and I want to share with you my love. Are you going to listen? Are you going to go out and experience intimacy and grace with God and all that God wants underscore in your life? Even if you feel like the prodigal son, even if you feel like you've wasted your time and you've just, you know, you're nothing to God. He loves you and he's calling you and he wants you to come near to him. And like a papa's love, he wants to grab hold of you and put on that family garment. He wants to put on that ring upon your finger. He wants to say, you're my son. You're my beloved. I care for you. We allow him to embrace you. And I promise you then you'll be like that bride. One who was betrothed to the king, who in chapter 3 wanted to just search for the man she loved. She went everywhere looking for him. You'll be in that same place because you will have experienced that special place in the presence of God by taking time to know him. Amen. Well, I hope that you got something out of the word today, and I pray that the Lord will bless you. Thank you for being with us on these studies in Song of Solomon, and I pray that God will bless you today as you search after him and take hold of the hem of his garment and allow the virtue and the grace of God to pass on to you. God bless you today.